So first of all, our intention is that we're going to meditate on compassion. So please just rest your minds, settled, bring your mind home, and let's just be mindful, awake, calm, clear. And let all thoughts and emotions just dissolve into the purity of your inherent nature. Leave the mind as it is. And if you like, you can just focus the attention on the breath as it goes in and out. Now we imagine, as vividly as we can, in front of us, someone very close or dear, or it could be somebody who's been very kind to us. I call to mind their appearance and just how they look or looked. And we notice if there's any kind of feeling of tenderness or warmth because of this dear person. Now we think about this person suffering. It could be physical pain or mental distress. They could actually be suffering, or we could imagine them suffering. We know that just like us, this person does not want to suffer. And so, a feeling of concern. What kind of suffering is the person going through? We try to imagine it, try to feel what it's like. So we are imagining this person we feel close to and thinking about his or her suffering. And we think how unfortunate this is. What can we do? Maybe we feel an urge to do something to help. So thinking about this dear person, thinking about their suffering and what it feels like. Thinking about our wish to help. Whatever feelings, reactions come up, we just note them. Even if we feel blank, it's hard to concentrate. Whatever the feelings, just pay attention. If there's any kind of resistance, then we send love, send compassion to the resistance. And come back to the picture of our dear friend who is suffering. And we can just let our heart open, be raw, be present. There's nothing to avoid. The aim of the practice is not to eliminate difficulty or fear, but to be able to stand in it. Keep picturing the dear person and their suffering. And now let all thoughts dissolve and just rest naturally, leaving the mind as it is, not following thoughts, inviting them, or prolonging the present thought. Once again, we picture the person who is dear to us. And we imagine their suffering. And what it feels like. And we wish that we can do something to relieve it. And so we say to ourselves, may you be free from your suffering. May you be free from this suffering or pain. Imagine we're looking at the person. We say to ourselves, may you be free from this suffering. Imagine that we're looking at them and our wish becomes even stronger. We say to ourselves, if only you were free from suffering. If only you could be free from suffering. And then keeping them in our mind's eye. We enhance that wish yet again. Let me be the one to be responsible for freeing you from suffering. And we feel in our heart the wish that this dear person be freed from all kinds of suffering. We wish they find the peace and the strength to accept whatever happens. Now we let go of the practice and the images and just rest quietly. And now we call back to mind the person who's dear to us, who is going through suffering. We connect with that wish again, that they could be freed from this suffering. And then in our minds, we say, whatever they may be, may you be free from all the causes of your suffering. Whether they're due to past history, actions, or destructive states of mind, may you be free from all the causes of suffering. If only you were freed from whatever it is that has caused your suffering. If only you could be free. Let me be the one to take care of freeing you from your suffering. Let me be the one to take care of freeing you from all the causes of your suffering. Now, imagine bringing in another close person into your mind's eye. It could be a relative or a friend, and wish them, may you be free from suffering. May you be free from the causes of suffering. And now imagine a person who is a stranger to you, you hardly know, and usually ignore. Just like us, this person is trying to avoid suffering. Maybe they face a real problem, some kind of conflict, depression, addiction. May you be freed from suffering. And may you be free from the causes of suffering. Then we move to someone we find difficult. Just like you, he does not want to suffer. May you be free from suffering. May you be free from the causes of suffering. So now imagine this feeling of compassion spreading out from us to everybody in this room. May you be free from suffering and its causes. Imagine the compassion spreading to this country, this continent, the world. We wish that everyone in the universe be free from suffering and its causes. So we let our compassion expand outward and embrace all living beings. And feel that we're removing all of their suffering. let the images of the practice drop away. And notice the feeling which stays. And pause for a moment. And reflect. That while the object of our compassion, our wishing him or her to be free from suffering, and our practice of compassion all appear, that we don't have to make them so solid or real as they appear. We can see everything as a little bit like a dream. And then we dedicate the practice to everyone, that they be freed from compassion, from suffering and its causes. So that is a simple practice of compassion. And if we look at our minds now, we might see how they feel. Maybe they feel a little bit softer. But whatever it is, we kind of noticed it.